Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are walking through the book of 1 Corinthians. And we are in chapter 2, where we have learned that because of Paul's dependency upon Christ and Christ alone, that some traits were banished from his life and some traits were born. So what traits did appear or were born in Paul's life because of his dependency upon Christ? Listen to what he writes. He writes, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, in demonstration of spirit and of power." So in other words, there was nothing about Paul that made him appear strong or robust or really worth listening to at all. He was with them in weakness, what the world might deem as disposable. He had a thorn in the flesh and he had poor eyesight. He didn't appear to be a statesman, a man of oratorical skill. And neither did Paul try to put on that he was less than or overly weak in order to appear humble. He was just fine being who he was in Christ. He wasn't trying to be like anybody else. And the Corinthians knew this about him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, it says that his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech is of no account. So nothing attractive about Paul, or really impressive, only faithfulness to God's word. And that should be our aim as well. When you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Cherokee Life Word broadcast that's heard in the United States.